So with a convincing win in the Florida primary this week, the conventional wisdom among political pundits is that Mitt Romney has the nomination to lose at this point. The momentum coming out of Florida, really quite extraordinary in the largest contest in the race so far. What is Newt Gingrich to do? He got an extraordinary burst of momentum from winning convincingly, even more convincingly than Mitt Romney won Florida, the South Carolina primary. But the question is, from here on out, does a two-person contest between Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney prove destructive for the GOP leading to the convention and then to the contest with Barack Obama? We're going to raise that issue and also the chances for winning the Nevada caucuses, which take place tomorrow, the next contest in the GOP race, with Congressman Bob Walker, former representative from Pennsylvania's 16th District and chairman of the Gingrich campaign. Congressman, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
Let me just pose the simplest question first. What is Gingrich's game from here on out?
Well, we're going to contest all 50 states, and we intend to either have the nomination wrapped up by the time we get to Tampa or contest the nomination in Tampa.
You know, the numbers in Florida seem to suggest, I mean, in every contest up until Florida, the numbers of people voting for conservatives, and if you want to add Ron Paul in there, add him as well, though he's a slightly different character here. Those numbers exceeded the votes for Mitt Romney, suggesting that there is a silent majority of conservatives out there that if the vote wasn't split, would defeat Mitt Romney. That wasn't the case in Florida. Romney's plurality was greater than the combined total of Santorum and Gingrich. It seems to me the trend is moving away from Newt Gingrich. Your response?
Well, first of all, that's barely true. And secondly, the amount of money that Mitt Romney spent in order to achieve that end was phenomenal. I mean, we were outspent at least 5-1. And the numbers, could be close to $20 million that Mitt Romney spent in Florida. We weren't in a position to spend that kind of money, and yet just Newt Gingrich's totals were about 12 points behind Romney. So I think Florida is a very, very special kind of case simply because it's a big state with a lot of media markets. From now on, we go to places where we think that we will be competitive, particularly on Super Tuesday coming up at the beginning of March.
And Congressman Bob Walker, let's take your point on money there. You're right. The spending was very much asymmetric in Florida. But in the Citizens United era, 2012 really suggests that if you have more money, there's more backing for you, that there's a kind of Democratic endorsement that comes from money in this Citizens United era, even if there's only 60 or 100 or 200 corporations backing you?
Well, we'd like to think that that's not the case. Newt has said over and over again that we're going to show in the end that people power beats money power. We think that we do that by drawing contrast between Mitt Romney's record in Massachusetts, where he largely ended up as a failed governor whose job performance his creation of jobs was not what the American people expect. We think that we will prevail on that front. In Nevada, we've got the fact that there's a large Mormon population there. We're going to have that in Colorado and Arizona. And so that will change the results to some degree. But we think that...
Are you conceding Nevada?
You
mentioned the Mormon issue. Are you conceding Nevada?
Well, no, we're not conceding it, but we recognize that Romney did very, very well there in 2008. It's one of those states where he did well in 2008, and we have to take that into account. We think that we're going to be competitive there, that we're going to pick up delegates. Nevada is a state where we have a chance to win a few delegates, and that's what this is all about, is in the end, winning delegates. For example, all the delegates that he won in Florida may be offset if Florida has to divide their delegates proportionally. And even if they don't have to do that, we have states like Georgia coming up where we think we will win and will offset virtually all of the delegates that he picked up in Florida.
We're talking with Congressman Bob Walker, who's a former representative from Pennsylvania's 16th District, but he's chairman of the Gingrich campaign. Congressman Walker, you mentioned a moment ago that you would like to think that political power is people power. If that's the case for Newt Gingrich, he's certainly going to need women to back him. And the negatives for women in the exit polling in Florida ought to disturb any campaign strategist for Newt Gingrich. What do you do about it?
Well, clearly, we think we have a very strong message for women, but that doesn't break through when there is the kind of vicious negative advertising that took place in Florida. I mean, of that $20 million, all of that was spent on negative advertising, attempting to knock Newt Gingrich out in Florida. I think the people in the Romney campaign are probably concerned about the fact that they think they have knocked Newt Gingrich out now about three or four times, and it's not happening. And they have spent a lot of money. Remember, they had about $20 million in the bank going into Florida. They've spent most of it. And they still did not knock out the guy that they regard as their prime competitor. We think that we have a message that will be very solid with women. We think that the question of creating jobs and getting an economy moving and all that is as important to women as it is to men.
In the end, the long game between Clinton and Gingrich worked out better for Clinton than it did Gingrich. Do you think that that is possibly an indication of the difficulties Newt Gingrich might have against Barack Obama?
Well, I don't know why we would say that that it worked out better for Clinton than Gingrich. I mean, the fact is that Newt Gingrich's position in the fight with Bill Clinton during the time that he was Speaker was a huge win for conservative values. I mean, we won an economic growth package. We won the whole business of welfare reform, and we balanced budgets. That didn't come about because of anything the Clinton administration did. That became was victories won by the Republican Congress led by Newt Gingrich.
And co-opted by Bill Clinton by Newt Gingrich's own admission.
How's that?
Co-opted by Bill Clinton. He got the political credit for what the Republicans did, and Gingrich was out. We're going to have to leave it there. I don't want to leave it on a negative point. You think you're going
Newt Gingrich left with a standing ovation in the House of Representatives. He left as a true hero of the conservative movement.
All right. To Congressman Bob Walker, former representative from Pennsylvania's 16th Congressional District and chairman of the Gingrich campaign, talking about whither the Gingrich campaign moving forward after Florida. Thanks so much, Congressman.
Okay. Nice to be with you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.